Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business, ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen. Earners, what's going on? Look, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Acorns. You know, investing can often feel intimidating, and many people don't know where to start. Some think you need a lot of money to begin, or that it's something you can put off because it doesn't seem urgent. Plus, with our busy lives, who has time to manage and research investments? That's where Acorns comes in. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. Personally, I found Acorns to be a game changer. It's really helped me get into the habit of investing without even thinking about it. Every time I make a purchase, a little bit of my spare change gets invested, and over time, those small actions have started to make a big difference. From Acorns, mighty oaks do grow, right? It's all about giving your money a chance to grow with Acorns. So if you want to start saving and investing for your future, head to acorns.com/earn. That's acorns.com/EARN or download the Acorns app today. And who would I be without giving you an important disclaimer? Client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/earn.
Sam, my brother, man, it's been a great relationship from me and you and the whole team 2 years ago now. And we did that legendary episode. And, you know, we just been in communication ever since. You know, you've taken us to Ethiopian restaurants and teaching us how to eat with our hands. So first and foremost, man, I appreciate the brotherhood. I appreciate, you know, just being around you guys, man. You guys are super solid. And just real old school principles. I really like the whole entire team, man. So first and foremost, thank you for always, you know, working with us and, you know, just being solid with us, man. I greatly appreciate it.
Man, likewise, man. I really appreciate you guys. Appreciate just everything, man, that you guys do. You know, as a fan of what you guys do, man, definitely, you know, align with what Hustle believed in and, you know, just from watching, man, you know, just proud and appreciative, man. And then also just all the opportunities and, you know, the way you involve us and just even this with, you know, involving Hustle, man, definitely appreciative, the whole team and the family. So
no, I appreciate it. So I want to make a special announcement. And so this year for InvestFest, we're going to have Marathon there and they're going to be having a pop-up. So get your merch. I got to re-up on my merch.
Yeah, me too. So
they're going to have exclusive merch. They're going to be in the vendor marketplace. That's going to be one of the craziest activations, I'm sure, in InvestFest history. But you know, when talking to Sam, he was like, you know, let's do something, like really do something impactful. So we was just thinking, like, what can we do impactful outside of just having them there, setting up shop, you know, selling merch and, you know, a panel. But it's like, okay, now we could do a panel, but what can we do even more impactful? So it is my honor to announce the Nipsey Hussle Business Grant Pitch Competition. So we are going to
let that
beautiful idea.
Seconds, can
that's
that,
a beautiful
let that,
idea.
We gotta let that breathe.
Yeah, for
let
sure.
Let that breathe for a second.
$100,000. $100,000 will be rewarded to an entrepreneur. I'll talk about, you know, the instructions later, but $100,000 will be rewarded to an entrepreneur. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a social media campaign. So you have to be an InvestFest ticket holder. You make an Instagram video explaining your business and why $100,000 can help you. You tag Invest Festival, Marathon Clothing, and Earn Your Leisure. You complete the form that's on InvestFest website, investfest.com pitch competition. And from there, over the next 30 to 45 days, we're going to pick 150 participants, right?
That's amazing.
100 will be pre-selected from the social media campaign. And then we're going to do 50 walk-ins. So even if you're not selected, you still have an opportunity. If you have an InvestFest ticket, first come, first serve on Friday. So Friday is going to be like American Idol, and we won't be judging it. So don't try to bribe me. But we're going to have judges.
Hit Ian up, please.
We're going to have 100. We're going to have 150.
Cash App accepted.
We're going to have 150 participants on Friday, August 23rd. That's going to be able to pitch for a minute or 2 minutes. And then that's going to be narrowed down to four. To the judges are going to pick their top four. And then on Saturday, we will be on stage, myself, Troy, Sam, JP, Adam, and we will listen to the top four chosen from the judges. You got to have a visual presentation. And from there, we will pick the winner, which will be the winner of the Nipsey Hussle Business Grant Pitch Competition. You will receive $100,000. We got to thank our friends at Microsoft. This is sponsored by Marathon, EYL, and Microsoft. And I really feel like this is going to change somebody's life. So, yeah. Sam, I just want to let you speak, because obviously, you know, whenever we involve bro's name, you know, it has to come through the family. It has to get the blessings. So I know, you know, you obviously know Nip better than anybody, right? So it's like you shared a story with me about how he used to always give game to entrepreneurs, and you'd be like, yo, you giving too much, but he like, nah. So it's like, no, this is something that I know would be near and dear to his heart, right? As far as helping a next generation of entrepreneurs, helping somebody start their business. So can you just speak about what this would mean to Nip?
Yeah, man, 100%. It's an honor. And just like you said, bro, that's what Hustle was about. Like I told you, it's, you know, anytime Hustle seen anybody young or that had ambition to go for it and do something, especially with entrepreneurship, he thrived off of that. He would stop what he was doing. He would share stories with them. He would give them his plans on things that, you know, we hadn't even finished. So a lot of time, like you say, we'd be like, hold on, bro, don't. Like, nah, man. Yeah. My shit got to inspire. My shit is here to, you know, it's bigger. I like, you know, motivating. So he would tap back into, and the best thing he would love to see is, you know, people accomplishing things. It was like, that was his high, seeing people do things and accomplish things. So, you know, that just made him smile. And he always went out of his way to help. So definitely this would be something he would be just proud of and happy. So, you know, it's aligned 100% with his beliefs, and, you know, $100,000 to somebody to start their business, man. That's wonderful, man. So definitely appreciate it, man.
Yeah, that's super substantial. That when you were talking, it just made me think of grinding on my life. Like, that's in my head. That's playing in my head. For all the people that are going to enter the pitch competition, like, what are some of the qualities that you look to see in an entrepreneur?
You know, I like seeing somebody that's just, you know, especially coming from the bottom, man, just 24/7, understanding that the you know, your success is going to be measured on how much work you put in, and really somebody that's willing to take it to the next level and just stay down. I think for us, you know, anytime we speak to anybody, anytime Hustle would speak to anybody, it's like, man, just keep going. And, you know, it's the marathon mentality. Like, it's not going to happen quick. Just keep going and a brick a day. That's what he would always tell everybody. And I think that resonates. So for me, I just like to see somebody that's been going at it, and what we call them, like, snipers, somebody that's on it, up early, you know, going in late, just motivated, dedicated, pushing everything else to the side with, you know, with their eyes on the goal of success.
You talked about old school principles for the entrepreneurs. What are, like, three principles that you guys operate by that you want to see more businesses operate with? And also, like, for growing their brand, what are three tips you can give them in 2024 to help them elevate to get to the next level?
I think just consistency, and just understanding that, you know, in business, you're going to learn. So you have to be willing to take, you know, the ups and the downs and just keep going and just keep reinvesting. Most importantly, reinvest in the business, you know, keep reinvesting and learning. And I think everything will be okay. Just once again, stay at it. Don't give up, and just stay focused. And also hold yourself accountable. Hold yourself to a high standard, because, you know, that's what it really depends on. It depends on your motivation and your consistency.
Well, Sam, man, I appreciate it, man. I know we're going to have a more extended conversation at InvestFest, so I don't want to keep you too long. But once again, I just want to thank you guys for coming and, you know, A, just being in the vendor marketplace, because that was the original conversation. I was like, yo, we need you in the vendor marketplace, because I just thought that would be really dope to have Marathon as a representation in the vendor marketplace. I saw a Complex Con, so we're gonna try to get the Brinks truck if we can. We're gonna try to get the Brinks
truck. Gotta get the Brinks truck.
No pressure. But over
the culture needs it
for sure. But over and everything just came organically. Like, you know, we even having Lauren there, that came separate. So I think it's just really dope to have that. You know, I feel like it's just all in alignment. And you know, like I said, just me and you guys, the whole entire team, man, you know, I really felt like, you know, you guys are just really, really genuine, good people. Solid. And so the last thing I would like you to say is, I know the Marathon store is coming soon and everybody has been waiting. So can you give the people an update on what they should expect, when they can expect it for the physical location of the Marathon store?
Yeah, 100%. We looking to, by the end of this year. It's still under construction. It's almost finished. Right now, we got the rooftop open on the Melrose location, but it should be a big announcement, hopefully a big grand opening, and finally get the retail space back open.
And then also, Neighborhood Nip Foundation. Anything you want to say about that? I know you got that location. That's on Crenshaw and Slauson. So what's the deal with that?
Yeah, no, 100%. We've been 24/7 remodeling it. We're building a studio in there. We're going to bring back the Vector 90. And just, that's going to be Neighborhood Nip Foundation. You know, that's the Mecca, man. That's where everything happened. That's Hustle's vision. So for us and the family, man, when we were just thinking about it, it was a no brainer. That needs to be the location for the Neighborhood Nip Foundation. And same thing, top of the year, we've been going all at it and it's almost ready. So that'll be, you know, one of the grand openings, man, that we really anticipating.
I appreciate you, my brother, man. Thank you. I'll see you soon. $100,000 Nipsey Hussle Business Grant Pitch Competition, ladies and gentlemen, only at InvestFest. Yeah. We want to thank Microsoft. We want to thank the Marathon. And I'm interested to see what these entrepreneurs. I want to see how hungry people really are, man. Because it's like, you know, for me personally, $100,000 just starting a business.
That's
like, I would have already made the video. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
that's
I want to see how hungry these entrepreneurs are, but I'm really also very excited to see, you know, the level of excellence from businesses. I know there's a lot of people with great ideas, especially like in technology. I'm sure that there's a lot of people with different, maybe even artificial intelligence and different dope ideas that they got crazy vision, but they just need a little bit of money just to kind of get them off the ground. So I'm actually very excited to see this play out. And once again, thank you for taking time out of your day, brother. I appreciate you.
Man, once again, man, I appreciate you guys. Appreciate the opportunity. And definitely, man, thank you.
No, well, good.
Appreciate it, my brother.
Thank you. Appreciate you so much.
Peace.
Flags all in the chat.
There you go.
That's a fact.
Big facts.
Brother, yeah,
we're talking honorable.
When you were talking about 100,000, think about that, right? Like when we talk about private equity and venture capital not coming to our community, like 100,000 to somebody who's starting a business. Yeah, I'm thinking about smoking teas.
Life
changing. Right? Like I'm thinking about Red Pan. I'm thinking about Ernie Lee. What would we look like if we started with 100,000? It's bigger than a stimulus, man. It's that important. And I told you, this is going to be the most impactful year. We've been saying it. So this is how we're kicking it off.
Well, let me just say something because it's like, you know, and you know, sometimes in life, you meet people that you feel like you already knew them, but you never met them before, right? And that's how I feel with Sam and the whole team. And you know, Sam, very mild-mannered, reserved, doesn't really speak too much, but I understand him. He's a Pisces.
Yeah.
So he's just
I don't know. Okay,
a March one. he left that part out.
Early March. So same. You know, man, I look at it like, you know, they don't really do too much, right? That's obvious. Like as far as, so it's like, you know, to entrust us with the legacy, that means something. And that's something that we don't take for granted. Doing the interview, that they entrusted us. They haven't never done an interview like that before. They entrusted us with that, right? Now with InvestFest, they're entrusting us with this. So I say that to say, you guys take this serious. Right. You guys take this serious because it's like $100,000 is one thing. But what's bigger than that is that whoever wins this $100,000, you're carrying on the legacy of Nipsey Hussle. Right. So, yeah, you're going to get $100,000 and that's great. Six figures. There's no strings attached. But you have Nipsey Hussle. Like they took Nip from us, but he's still with us. Right. And he's still living. And the marathon still continues. So the person that wins that $100,000, that energy that he inspired me, he inspired Troy, he inspired millions of people. That's going to be a direct correlation transfer over to you. That's a deposit that's bigger than $100,000, right? So be mindful of that, right? So once again, just to recap, we will be doing the Nipsey Hussle Business Grant Pitch competition, $100,000 at this year's InvestFest. To enter to win, you must be an InvestFest ticket holder. General admission, doesn't matter. Yeah. InvestFest ticket holder. You must create an Instagram video, right? Explaining your business and how $100,000 can help your business. Mm-hmm. Tag in the video, tag Invest Festival, tag Marathon Clothing, and tag Earn Your Leisure. You also must complete a form, an entry form, which is on investfest.com/pitch competition. Complete the form, right? Because we want to make sure that you actually, this is a real thing. We're actually really doing it. It's not just no random thing. We will choose 100 pre-selected people, right? I want to make this very clear because these pitch competitions, people get very
wild.
100 people that make Instagram videos and that fill out the form and that have tickets will be chosen before InvestFest. We will notify you via email. You will be notified. You will have instructions on what to do. On August 23rd, those 100 people will audition and then another 50 walk-ins. The 50 walk-ins, even if you don't make the 100 pre-selected, if you have an InvestFest ticket and you filled out the form, first come, first serve, right? First 50. The first 50 people that come will be granted access to audition. So that will be
what time should they get there?
And what day?
The day is August 23rd, which is a Friday. I'm not sure what time the doors open up yet. We'll be talking about this, but hey.
I was there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
What time should you get there? Thursday?
Thursday night, 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. Also, too.
Wait in line for tickets?
Yes.
Your business, the functional aspect of your business, if it's relying on a stimulus, that's how important it is. You get there before them.
How bad do you? And I'll tell you this: 3 people will be chosen from the 100. So out of the 100 people that's pre-selected, 3 people will be chosen. 1 person will be selected from the walk-ins. So don't think that if you're just a walk-in, you're just going to wait. Out of those 50 people that are walk-ins, yeah, we will have 1 person selected from the walk-ins. How bad you want it will determine how early you get there. I can't tell you what time to get there. I don't know. There might be, everybody might wake up late that day. You might be able just to walk in at 9 o'clock. Who knows?
Be a huge mistake. But that also sets the part who really wants it and who doesn't. And like you said, I would have shot the video already. If you got a working product, a working service, it would be great to have them tag them too and say, hey, they've been helping me the entire time. Like if you were doing like what Edwin has been doing the last 3 or 4 years,
Facts.
Support in advance before you need the help. Can we talk about that? Support before you need the help. I put it on my post yesterday too. A lot of times, some of you may have not have gotten your blessing because when you got the opportunity, you were not loyal to the opportunity that you got. Take full advantage. Be there early. If you have an amazing business, be there early. Have helped already. If you've supported any of us, it may help you a little bit. Get there early. Don't come in 12:15 messaging me. No. I can't do nothing.
Got a new number.
Facts. So that's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. That is the deal. And if you're that's a vendor, amazing. If you're a vendor, then you qualify as an InvestFest ticket holder also. So you can participate if you're a vendor. So look, man, you know, how we respond to hate is love. Because love always wins, right? So, you know, when thinking about InvestFest 24, we wanted to see how we can be as impactful as possible. This is just the first initiative that we're rolling out, by the way. This is just the first one, right? But this is something that means a lot. That's why we wanted to roll this out first. Thank you to Adam. Thank you to JP. Thank you to Sam. Yep. Thank you to Lauren. Thank you to everybody in Hustle's family.
Yeah, the whole Roc Nation team.
Thank you to Roc Nation. Thank you to the whole team, man. Those guys are amazing. So if you got love for Nip Hustle, if you got love for Marathon, the first thing you should do is just be at InvestFest to actually go to the pop-up shop. Pop-up shop's going to go crazy.
Just to see them.
No, you got to see them in person.
We can't stress that enough. You're not going to see them.
This is their first pop-up in Atlanta in 10 years, they told me. So to be able to actually get their drop, see them, talk to the bros, take pictures. Like I said, I hope we get that Brinks truck.
Get some game from them at the be there early. And if we're going to be honest, they were on that crypto wave in the black community before anybody else was.
There's plenty of videos.
12 years ago.
Yeah. Exactly. I remember watching 2017 Nipsey in the Netherlands in a coffee shop talking crypto before people were talking. So,
And you know, saying he don't want me to say this, obviously, because he's just a very mild-mannered and a very humble person, but Sam, top 5 realest people alive.
Hands down, from what I've heard, top five
realest people alive.
You got 5. You got 5 that are.
I'm just saying, just
it's top 2, maybe not.
Yeah,
two.
Just to give range,
not 2. I mean, when us like we've been there for a lot of these conversations. We've seen it in person.
Top 5 realest people alive. When I say real, I mean a real person.
Exactly.
Like you know what I mean. Like don't
across the board
in a day and age where everybody wants to gossip and
show you how really on
and speak about themselves and talk about other people. Never, it's like ghost face killer. Like, don't speak, don't show the face, don't stay behind the scenes, put other people in like position. Like, yo, I'm good. Like, I don't need to be on camera. You know what I'm saying? Do good business, keep his word. And that's for the whole team.
Full of integrity. Yep.
I understand.
Integrity's like the word.
The last thing I'll say about this is, you know, it's just unfortunate because we never got a chance to meet Nip, but everything happens for a reason. And, you know, it's one thing that we develop relationships with every single person close to him, everybody, right? But now this is just a different level of reverence. And like I said, we can only do this with the blessings of his family, right? So for you guys watching, don't try to throw Nip's name on something, right? And you never met the family. That's disrespectful. We would never throw somebody's name on something if we don't actually have a relationship, if it wasn't actually powered, if it wasn't supported by the person's family. So that's just for business ethics 101, right? But man, this is dope for me personally. I know Troy feels the same way. I know everybody, but I can only speak for me. Like, this is dope for me being such a fan of everything that Nip stood for and his business acumen and his music. And, you know, I never met him
as a person.
For sure.
No, I hear there's a part of it that still feels a little bit bittersweet. Because it's like he's not here, but like I said, he lives to us in the work that we're doing, and obviously with the marathon continues, which is the slogan. So that makes it dope, man. I mean, but a lot of what you just spoke about is the relationships, like relationship building. We're talking about 2 years. Shout out to Dave Gross. Shout out to Steve Carlos. Like Dave. A bunch of people who have said the same thing. Look, he would have loved what y'all are doing. We love what y'all are doing. Let's figure something out. And so again, we can't say how much relationships mean to us, but this is a perfect example of just staying with integrity and leading with value, right? Like this wouldn't work if we weren't doing the work in our community that we were. So shout out to him. Shout out to the Neighborhood Nip Foundation. That's going to be incredible. Shout out to the launch of the marathon store on Melrose. Well, you know, you could probably see it. You're probably going to see us there. But yeah, let's keep this thing going.
Crenshaw and Slauson. That's where it all started.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for that to open up that Neighborhood Nip Foundation, man. That's going to be
back to 90 as well.
Be an amazing experience.
Yeah.
All right. Marathon continues.
That's
now,
a fact.
Back to regularly scheduled programming.
And well, he was about to be one of the biggest real estate developers, too. Like,
yeah, $1 billion project off the crack to semen.
Man.
What if our investments have become strategic? About to make my partners look like fucking geniuses.
And they're crazy, it's crazy to say, but at the time when he passed, Nipsey was probably ranked higher in entrepreneurship than Sam Altman was, and Sam went on to do ChatGPT and OpenAI. What he was thinking about, other people were not talking about 8-9 years ago.
Well, it's like I always say, what's the difference between Kanye West and Elon Musk, right? They're pretty much the same person. One has different experiences. One has just a career path. One has a different upbringing. So one person is the richest, second richest person in the world. Other person's a billionaire too, or 600 million, but what you're exposed to, right?
Yep.
Nipsey Hussle, if he was raised, Dave Gross is a perfect example of this. Dave Gross is the person that actually introduced us to everybody. Dave, wherever you are in the world right now, shout out to you. I haven't spoken to him in a long time, but so Dave Gross is an interesting story because he's from South Central LA. He's from the neighborhood, right? But he moved out. His parents moved him out to Texas when he was a kid, and it changed his life. His brothers stayed in the neighborhood, and unfortunately, they took a path of a traditional, you know, that what you would think would happen in that neighborhood. He went to Texas, and he went to Ivy League school, and then he had a 20-year career on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And got mentored by Don Peebles, became a real estate investor / developer. Very prestigious career. Then he came back and he connected with Nip, because when he came back to LA, he kept hearing about the kid Nipsey Hussle from his neighborhood. And he's like, yo, I want to meet this kid. And he connected with his brother who was in the same fraternity of Nip. And they introduced him, and then he started mentoring Nip on business. I say that to say, what if Nip would have been raised in Orange County and not South Central LA? Right?
Absolutely.
He could have potentially started the next $1 billion unicorn because he already had the mindset, had the work ethic, had the personality, right? But it's like, unfortunately, a lot of times the circumstances that we come up in that dictates our career path and dictates our life. So it's just interesting, man. Yeah. It's very interesting. Yeah, story.
You know, we got a shout out to who's Dave is integral in that, but somebody that is equally as integral in that, and that was the captain of when we got to do that episode. Shout out to Cobby Supreme, shout out to BH, shout out to Pac, shout out to Jay Stone. Just real solid dudes. Every time we go out there, we make sure we tap in with them, just make sure that they're good. And they'll probably be here in Atlanta. We got
J-Rock.
We got to make sure that the whole team is there, man.
Long live Nipsey Hussle.
That's a fact. Okay. The marathon continues.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard. So swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.